This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, unfortunately, as Supervisor Paul Kelly opened a press conference yesterday morning alongside the Russian River to make official some much-anticipated bad news.
Today, we're announcing that if things don't change, we're going to have to enact 30% rationing for this year, and potentially, if the worst happens, up to 50%.
That's because water levels in Lake Sonoma and Lake Mendocino are both at historic lows, with winter rainfall levels so far at a fraction of normal amounts in a third consecutive dry year. So, as of yesterday, explained Water Agency Operations Engineer Pam Jean, the outflows from those reservoirs have been sharply curtailed, by half in the Upper Russian River and two-thirds in Dry Creek, all to preserve what water there is for a multitude of users.
This water that's stored in these reservoirs and is in the Russian River is used by about 750,000 people in Mendocino, Sonoma, and Marin counties. In addition, there's about 60,000 acres of grapes in the two counties that rely on water from the Russian River, and that industry could be impacted by any changes.
Even with those preservation measures, the impact on agriculture in Mendocino County will be immediate and severe, predicted local water official Sean White.
As soon as this lake level hits 30,000 acre feet, they're going to be forced into mandatory 50% conservation, and that's going to happen here in 3 to 4 days. For those communities to save 50% of their water generally means that ag gets turned off the very next day. We have thousands of acres of pears, thousands of acres of grapes, and unless things change in the reservoir, there's just simply not going to be enough to go around for all uses.
Being further downstream and able to draw on supplies from the much larger Lake Sonoma, vineyards in this county may not get hit quite as soon or as hard. But grape grower Pete Opatz says many of them are already taking proactive steps to reduce their water needs.
We'll be looking to take those cover crops out of the field and out of their typical use because they're a water consumer as well. We can save up to 20% of our annual demand by getting out ahead of the curve and eliminating our cover crops.
Sonoma State University economist Robert Eiler warned that the impacts of this drought could be felt well beyond local agriculture. With a 30% water shortage, he cautioned, the region could feel a $5 billion hit to the economy, including the loss of 37,000 jobs. And with 50% rationing, the effects will be even more painful and widespread.
The hardest in industries are wineries, restaurants, construction, which then bleeds into tourism and other industries that rely on those jobs. It's not just the direct businesses that are affected. It's in fact a widespread amount of economic damage, and the damage can be severe, especially the wider and wider the impact becomes, and thus the losses become exponential.
Last year's call for voluntary water conservation resulted in about 20% reductions. More stringent measures will be needed now, and the county supervisors will draw on the resources funded by a new state measure, AB 811, to help local businesses finance and implement energy and water efficiency measures. And of course, we can all still hope for more rain. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.